Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday.
one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've won the victory. I'll take it one more time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. when I remember your goodness, consistency towards me. How can I repay you? Appreciate and show my gratitude. There aren't just enough words to this crime, your magnitude. You are endless, Lord, you are endless. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever sings. Oh,
remember
every time I remember
your good
every
Though my soul is in the sleep, yet my heart forever speaks.
Thank you. has done it for me. My God of wonders has done it for me, oh. My God of wonders has done it for me.
Remember.
as creator of them all. Yahweh is your name, you're the powerful God. Every tongue confess you are God.
Nobody, nobody, nobody. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Let us say good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Let us say the Lord together in concerto. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Father, lead us not into temptation, but Lord, deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning once again. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. O Father, we join creation to praise you. We join creation to worship you. We join your angels to praise you and to worship you. We have come to worship you, Jesus. We have come to exalt your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Father, we glorify your name. You are worthy, O God. There is no one like you. We thank you, Father God. You are great. We give you total praise. We lift up the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We love you. We need you, Jesus. We worship you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. So we have come into your presence to praise you, to worship you. Hallelujah.
Love, you gave your son. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let the blood of Jesus speak for us.
We suck our spirit, our souls, our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We suck everything that conspires our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus that Jesus shed for us. The blood on Calvary. Oh, Father, the blood of Jesus. 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 Let the blood of Jesus speak of God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The holy blood. The sinless blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Jesus, let your blood speak. Oh God, on our behalf, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We drink the blood of Jesus for strength. Let the blood of Jesus deliver us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We shed ourselves in the blood of Jesus. Our tissues in the blood of Jesus. Our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Our organs, our systems in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus speak. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. The blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. We thank you for your precious blood. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we talk about children, our grandchildren, our spouses. In the blood of Jesus, we talk our parents in the blood of Jesus. Our grandparents in the blood of Jesus. Oh Father, let the blood speak. Everything that concerns our lives, the blood of Jesus. We spring out the blood of Jesus on everything in our homes. We spring out the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood flow like a tsunami in our lives, in the atmosphere, in the cyberspace. This radio block show to cleanse this place. We are standing on holy ground. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our Lord's guide of truth. Father, we ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We put the armor of God and the armor of light on our parents, our children, our spouses, our grandparents. Father God, our great-grandchildren, oh God, on ourselves, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our Lord God of the truth in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we need divine angelic assistance. Oh, Father God, we need divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Your holy angels are assigned to this ministry. Your holy angels are assigned to this radio block show this morning. My son has put a prayer, oh God. Let your holy angels come around this mountain, oh God. This mountain of prayer, oh God. This mountain that we come to communicate with you, oh God. Yeah, I'm a city, 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 I the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We worship you. We adore you. Oh, Father God, take your place in our lives, oh God. Forgive us for putting things that people before you, oh God. Forgive us for putting our jobs before you, our children before you, our spouses before you, finances before you. Lord, forgive us for putting everything else before you. Lord, forgive us. Help us all so you can always be first in our lives. Oh, Jesus, we bless you. Oh, sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you. We bless you, Lord. We adore you, Jesus. Oh, we trust you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
And I will lean down on my own understanding, Lord. In all of my ways, I acknowledge you, Lord. You are not a man that you should lie, yeah, yeah. And you will do what you said. You the master of the universe, a power is in your head. I'll try to put my every trust in you. I lean down on my own.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. We worship him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you for your anointing, oh God. Father, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for the refreshing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to take your Bibles to the book of Matthew this morning. Matthew 14, 22 to 27. Hallelujah. Good morning again. I just thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Right away. Jack, let me read Matthew 14, 22 to 36. Okay. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dispersed the crowd. And after he sent the crowd away, the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat already far from the land. The boat already far from the land was taking a beating from the waves because the wind was against it. As the night was ending, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him on the water, they were terrified and said, "Is it a ghost?" and cried out with fear. But immediately Jesus spoke, "Have courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, order me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come, Peter, come." Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, came toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind, he became afraid. He started to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out and said, called him, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they went up into the boat, the wind ceased. Hallelujah. We've heard this so many times. This is a story that we've heard over and over. And we've heard it, but I'm coming from a different angle this morning. The Lord is speaking to us, Holy Spirit. I surrender to you. I bless you, Holy Ghost. And I worship you. And I glorify you. The Bible says immediately, right after Jesus made the disciple go to the boat, right after what? What after? What happened before? Look at your Bible. Hallelujah. And so, look at it. What happened before that? There's something that happened before that. You got a Bible said right after. We're looking at John 14, 22. So what happened before that time? Jesus had fed the 5,000. The disciples had just seen a miracle. Miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with 2 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And he fed them. That was a miracle that didn't Jesus do. And then after that, he sent them. He dispersed the crowd. He said, you all go. Hallelujah. And then he sent the disciples across the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee was a very big lake. Hallelujah. Was the windstorm a surprise for Jesus? No. Jesus sent them into the storm for a reason. Why? He wanted to test their faith and teach them something about him that they did not know yet. He wanted to reveal another side of him to his disciples. You never get the full revelation of Jesus Christ. Every day he reveals things to you through your trials and through tribulations. You review and you see that he's greater than your problem. He's greater than your sickness. He's greater than your poverty. He is greater than anything. So he wants to show you some part of who he is. He wants to show the disciple something about himself. We read that story, it's in the book of John, it's in the book of Mark, it's in the gospel. Hallelujah. He told them to go on the other side. You see, God, Jesus is telling you to go on the other side. You're not being disobedient, you're following Jesus, go. You get it, you have that new job, but when he gave you the promotion, you have issues and problems, and you wonder, I wonder if God sent me here. But Jesus wants to show himself to you in a miraculous and a different way, that you will be able to tell others about Jesus, who he is. Hallelujah. Jesus knew the storm for coming. One of the things they saw when Jesus came, he walked on water. They realized that Jesus had power over nature. They had never seen that before. Wow. Who is that? Is that a ghost? That's why they thought it was a ghost. They recognized, my God, he has power over nature. They recognized him in a different way. Hallelujah. What do you notice? The water obeyed Jesus as Jesus walked on that water. The water had to bow down and to Jesus as Jesus walked on it. Same water were going into the boat of the disciples. But when Jesus came, the water had to bow down as a carpet. That raging sea turned into a carpet for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus walked on top of the waves. Hallelujah. You know, in Matthew 8, 27, the disciples said, what kind of man is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? Hallelujah. Peter got out of the boat. Jesus said, come. And once he kept his eyes on Jesus, everything was okay. It's better to get out of the boat and focus on Jesus. Take that step of faith. Focus on Jesus. even when he looked at the storm. So can you imagine? He looked at the storm. It was still storming. Jesus was walking on water in the storm. The disciples still having a time rowing the boat. And Jesus is walking and there's nothing happening on water. What does that tell you about Jesus? What does that reveal to you about Jesus? He told you, do this. You do it and you still have issues. Trust Jesus. Keep your eyes on him. He did things for you before. He will do it for you again and again. Keep your eyes. Even when Peter looked at the winds and he started singing, he was smart enough to call upon Jesus. Too hesitant to call upon Jesus when you make mistakes. The Bible says immediately he stretched out his hand. Maybe he decided to look at the storms instead of Jesus, but just call on his name. Call upon Jesus. Surrender to him. Hallelujah. You're not, it's whether you're out of the boat or you're inside the boat. Let me tell you something. You're not, the waves are still there. But I prefer to get out of the boat and go towards Jesus and focus on Jesus. Hallelujah. The waves had to obey Jesus. How did they obey? By faith, Peter was able to walk on the water. When he lost his faith, he started singing. Many of you have lost faith and you're singing. For God said, call upon the name of his son, Jesus. Call upon Jesus. This is a short word. I pray that worship prepare you for this word. Whatever you're going through, call upon eyes upon Jesus. Look to Jesus. You are in the right direction. So you cannot do it on your own. You will roll all night. You think Jesus will send you on the other side and let you die when he's sending you on the other side? No, 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 no. He said, for lo, I am with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you to the end of time. Hallelujah. How many of you right now are going through trials and tribulations and you feel Jesus has neglected you? Repent. Get your life back in order with Christ Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and direct you. Jesus will not leave you. Just because you have a little issue, you begin to lose faith and trust in Jesus. It happens to every one of us. But I'm here this morning as an oracle of God to encourage you. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He will never leave you. Or never, I say it with so much conviction, because I don't care what you're going through, he will be there. For those of you who do not know Jesus, he's extending an invitation to you. Those of you who are backslidden, he's extending his invitation to you. All I have to say to you, Jesus loves you. Let us say this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Please forgive me. Come into my life. Receive you as my Lord and Savior. Now help me to live for you the rest of this life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. There's a party in heaven going on because of you. Amen. Find a Bible believing church. Read your Bible, pray every day. Fellowship with other Christians. share your faith in Christ with others. Once again, welcome to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. I just want you to trust in Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Have a blessed day. Give it all to Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.